Our worldview, our preconceived notions, our understanding of the universe often gets in the way of recognizing the truth. The first stage of grief, as an example, is denial, which says we do not believe the truth that we have lost someone or something precious. Such loss turns our lives upside down because the loss does not fit with that which we think we know. Jesus was speaking the truth of God's word to the rulers of the temple. Remember, Jesus said nothing which was not already taught in the pages of Moses and the prophets and the writings, that which we now call the Old Testament. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone hears my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Is this true?" Behind the east side of the church, the funeral home is doing a brisk business. How can Jesus say he will never see death? Is it a coincidence that the Bible does not typically use the word death for those who have faith in God? Fallen asleep? Gathered to his ancestors, certainly. But Jesus, again speaking with the rulers of the temple, recalled God's words recorded by Moses, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, yet the God is the God of the living." May our Lord grant us faith to hear the truth of his love and to trust in his mercy. Amen.